Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Hannah is crazy. I mean, that is obvious. Is there a TV show that you watched over and over again and you just rewatched it? 314-531-9898. How many times can you rewatch a show? Hannah broke the news to us, and we were shocked. She was starting Grey's Anatomy over for how many times now?
This is my fifth time watching completely through of Grey's Anatomy.
Starting at the very wow.
There's
First off,
there's 20 seasons. What are the seasons? Yeah. 23 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, something like that. I cannot believe you would start the show over again. And I cannot believe you'd rewatch the same show over and over again.
I mean, guys, you just don't understand. It's like an emotional attachment I have to that show. It's crazy.
Does anyone else do this? 314-531-9898, where you've rewatched the same show over and over again. I think I maybe have done this like once or twice. Like, I've watched the show and I was like, oh, it was really good. And then I was like, convince my wife, like, you got to get on board. And so watched it a second time. This is crazy to me to rewatch something more than once, more than twice.
No, I do it.
Yep.
I do it all the time.
You guys do?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And mine is because it's short, it's funny, and there's just not enough in the seasons. It's Rick and Morty.
Really?
I love that show. That show, and I'm like, oh, I'll go back. But I won't watch it like sequentially. I'll just go back and pop in another episode. You know, it might be season three. It might be season seven.
So
but I'll watch it over and over again.
I feel like that's a little bit less crazy than Hannah. Kevin,
well,
a little less crazy than
Hannah.
Say
how many times you think you've watched it
as like
a whole.
30, 40 times.
Wow, that different? Because I know people do that to fall asleep to like The Office a lot, and Hannah's rewatching it in order. But still, 30 to 40,
yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Well, and this is the other thing, too. So our TV gets special channels. So there's different channels that have, like, the David Letterman channel, the Conan O'Brien channel, and then the Little House on the Prairie channel. And that channel gets watched more at my house than
Your
any other channel.
Yeah, those are made for you guys.
Yeah.
But we'll sit back and we'll rewatch a show, and every time it's over, it's like, man, that's a good show. Let's watch another one.
Wow.
I think I've probably watched New Girl 20, 25 times. I'm always somehow in the middle of watching it.
Yeah, I get that.
I could quote everything.
Give me one quote that you love.
I hate when people do that.
They're
like,
I know.
Oh, you like basketball? Name 40 different players.
Right.
Give me one player from basketball.
Steph Curry.
Whoa! Mic drop. I mean, it was Steph Curry. Is that like his most common basketball player name ever? But 314-531-9898. This is crazy to me. Is there a TV show that you've watched over and over again? How many times? All right, we are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. What TV show have you watched over and over again? I cannot believe this. Hannah is starting one of the longest running shows ever. The show never ends, and it's always the most dramatic TV show I've ever seen. Like, oh, so many people, like, I stopped watching Grey's Anatomy when that spoiler alert, she had to like hold the heart because there was a bomb. Like, how ridiculous.
That was a really serious episode, Brad. Yeah. It's not
my sister. It. She hasn't gotten there yet.
My sister just took on Grey's Anatomy. She just started it for the first time.
You know what? I honestly don't recommend that people start it because it's so emotionally charged that it's a lot to take on.
Sixth time she's started it over from the beginning. Is there a TV show that you've watched over and over and over again? CJ, what's it for you, buddy?
For me, it is Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, that show's so good. My sister's rewatching that right now. Jax Teller, he can get it.
Guys, why don't you watch new shows? What do you mean by, oh, I know someone rewatching it.
Who says we don't
it.
Also watch new shows?
Right,
but.
Yeah.
You well, go back for, to the for me, though, it's kind of like what she was just saying, that like with Grey's Anatomy, the bomb in the chest, that was a big turning point for Meredith and Derek's relationship.
I seriously am going to cry.
This dude is flirting with Hannah over the phone right now. This is how you
You're talking with my language. Jax Teller and Derek Shepherd. Awkward. This is awesome.
Like, oh, my God. Like, CJ, what is this guy? This is like, this is sex talk. I feel like we need to leave the room.
Right.
No, and one of like, so the fictional character's death that I have the hardest time getting over is Opie from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, stop.
It killed me when that happened. Like, but you get so emotionally invested in them that, like, I guess for lack of a better term, they almost become friends. And the only way to see them again is to rewatch the show and get reinvested in it.
I get that.
CJ, thank you so much for the call. We'll give you Hannah's number a different day. Emily, what TV show have you watched over and over again?
Friends.
How many times?
I mean, probably about 10, if I had to guess.
Like, see, Friends is one of those shows that constantly has, like, reruns. Like, right. You just play it on, like, TBS at all times or whatever.
Yep. And it was on for, what, like, 7-8 years. And each time I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about this one. Like, it's the same thing with Grey's.
Yep.
Same thing with Grey's.
You can hop in any time and just enjoy the ride.
You can hop into Grey's Anatomy at any time, and some either weird hookup will happen in an elevator or some kind of crazy death will happen
that
no one's ever heard of before, and it's the most dramatic death I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Amazing.
A plane crash, a bus crash, who knows what dramatic thing will happen. Amanda, what TV show have you watched over and over again?
Hey, y'all. Seinfeld, the best show.
Yeah. Seinfeld, another one that people just watch on repeat. It still holds up.
Very funny.
And so many shows have taken the concept of Seinfeld, like the show about nothing, and then made a lot of shows about nothing.
Right, yeah. And it's one of those shows, when you rewatch it, you actually enjoy the finale. You know?
Yeah. It's the best show. Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs! Love it. Paul, all it says on our thing is, I watch a show that Kevin will know and be excited about. So.
I couldn't spell it.
the new Battlestar Galactica series, not the one from the
South. Oh, yeah.
Galactica.
At least 20 times.
20 times. Guys, there's a lot of TV out there. You can just watch a new show.
Yeah, but, you know, it holds up. I mean, it holds up. It was rated one of the best series of all times. I mean, it just holds up. It's a great show.
Thank you for the call. It's so interesting. So many people are still calling in with all these shows that they've rewatched. So many text messages too. I see Amanda just looking at it. I'm like, oh yeah, good show. Good
I
show.
Mean, I'm laughing right now because someone texted in and said Brett is crazy for not getting emotionally attached to shows and characters.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I actually don't.
You can kill off. If I would spoil a big death, I would. Right now, I can't think of any. I watch 30 minutes of TV
Kevin,
a day.
Kevin, please turn off his mic.
Yeah,
right.
The only death that I really think that really hit home with me is when we lost Dobby in Harry Potter, man. Did Kevin turn off my mic? No, just.